Hey everyone, it's the Bling Bear Podcast for Saturday, March 30th, 2024. I'm your host, Bling Vieira. Rough couple days. Rough night last night, that's for sure. And I wasn't doing anything. I was just talking. Sometimes I can run my mouth a little bit too much, but that's okay. You know, I think we all should be able to absorb. We should all be able to absorb, like, words. Talk, communication, speech. We should all be able to absorb those words, like, and then go from there. Hate speech, fighting words, that's another story. If someone's doing that, then yeah, maybe, you know, turn it up, you know, take it up a notch or two. But if it's just words, just normal words, I laugh like an old man now. I'm grateful for the pizza. I got a pizza. And my disease seems to be finally subsiding, but still, I've got side effects, man. But it's fine. I'm still alive. Yeah, begrudgingly, sure. You know what I wanted to do to the neighbor next door? And I saw him mowing the lawn, and I was like, dude, I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to... But I didn't. Because I was just like, it's been a little, I'm turning it up too much. And what I was going to do was an impression. And if you'll permit me a minute of your time, I'd like to demonstrate that impression for you. No, he was out there weed whacking and mowing the lawn. And that was just, 2 days ago? A mosquito. I can hear the mosquito. I can actually hear the mosquito. It's in here. Isn't that nuts? Like, how kooky. Like, of course I'm going to go crazy if I can, like, just hear the mosquito in a room. Oh. I love listening to music. I miss my old headphones. My Sony XM, whatever they were. The good ones. They were good headphones. And my old phone... Or all got lost, stolen. I sold those headphones for $20 and they were worth like $250, dude. I was desperate and I was like, I'm not stealing anything out here. I was in Phoenix, man. I was in like Phoenix. And I remember just going to this dude and I was just like, hey, man, you want some headphones for $20? And his girlfriend, and it was like with a girl. And his girlfriend was like, yeah, these are good headphones. You should get these. And I sold them for $20 freaking, dude. And they were easily worth, they were $150, easily. Easily $150. But probably in the range of $250. $200. Let's just go with $200. Let's go with $200. But, hey. Those
headphones, they paired with my phone, and once my phone got stolen, then it's just like, well, what's the point? Like, you know, there was one and the same.
You know, just sell these headphones. I think I probably bought a 12 pack right after. There's some noise happening. I don't know what it is. You guys are gonna have to deal with it though, because I'm not stopping this. We're not gonna stop recording. Get the mosquitoes out. Moki. How do you say mosquito in Korean? Moki? Who can you speak Korean? Moki? Dino droppings? Yeah, there's some noise. Someone just turned on the air. Of course, when they start recording. That's how it works. That's how it works, folks. You know, I went to the gas station yesterday, and the guy was, I don't like it when people touch me, dude. I honestly, I hate it when people touch, like, don't touch me. But what ended up happening was, like, the dude was, he wasn't, like, touching me, like, he wasn't going down my pants. But he, like, patted me on the back and stuff, and he's like, how you doing, buddy? I'm just like, okay, like, I'm fine. Like, I even told him, I said, I don't know anymore. I said, I don't even know anymore. And that was in the afternoon, before I had a bad night, before I had to lock the door. It's just like, you're not coming inside of here without an act. You're going to have to kick the door down. But what did he do? What did he do? He didn't. He just said some things and ran upstairs, all scared. Just what? He ran upstairs. He looked pretty scared. And so, what did he do though? Well, nothing. Okay. So he just said some stuff. Was he cussing? No, uh-uh. He wasn't vulgar or he wasn't using vulgarity. He wasn't obscene. He wasn't being obscene. Huh? No. So what happened? He was just saying some things and some truthful facts, and then he ran upstairs. He got scared and he ran upstairs. Okay, well. And then we turned the air on to make his recordings worse. Yeah, the new microphone. These are the new microphones. We're using them right now. Sippy cup.
Words?
Yeah.
Just normal words.
So, hold on. No, we're trying to work. We're new microphones, new technology. We're doing it. But to finish my story, which I was saying, I was talking to the neighbor, or I was thinking of talking to the neighbor. The impression, if you'll permit me a minute of your time, I'm going to do an impression of a rooster, of their roosters. And I asked him specifically, I said, how many roosters do you have? And he's like, well, we used to have three, but one of them disappeared. Like, oh, the loudest one disappeared, you don't say. Trust me, I had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with it. I have no idea where that rooster is. I don't know where that rooster is. That rooster used to be, that was the loudest rooster, yes, true. But I have no idea where it's at. Did someone bury it? Could I show you its grave? I don't know where that rooster's at. I don't know anything about it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I'm not that kind of person that would take out the loudest rooster. I'm not that type of to would steal the loudest rooster I would and bury it in the ground and kill it and bury it in the ground. I would not do that. I'm a vegetarian. I respect all animals. And I respect women and old people. So I was talking to him and he's like, yeah, well, we used to have three and then one of them just disappeared. And I was like, oh, that's too bad. And the one that disappeared was honestly like the loudest one. So I'm going to do an impression of the roosters like I just did right then, but just the roosters now. We got another rooster, actually. It's a gray one. And I ran into it yesterday. I was just like, oh, that's a gray rooster. I was like, oh, okay.
okay, so good. Gonna mate with the harem. You got a bunch of ladies. Mm-hmm. Man, I hate mosquitoes. Okay, the impression goes like this.
Get a job!
Thank you. It's still a work in progress. I'm sorry for the background noise. The background? Breckenridge? I'm sorry for the background noise. I'll never come back here. I'll never come back here ever, dude. Ever. Once I'm gone, I am gone, dude. I am never coming back here. Funeral. Anything. It's just, nope. I am not going to Arizona. I am not going to that place. Well, what about, what if... Nope. Well, there's a lot of money for you here. We've got a lump sum settlement. Nope. All you have to do is just get on a plane and come to Arizona. And be like, no, I'm not going to Arizona. I'm not going there. I'm so sick of this place.
Get a job!
Like, okay, I'll get a job. It's just, it's not that easy these days. Like, relax. No. You're gonna have to be out in the streets now. Like, what did I do? What did I do now? Not so fast. Like, I didn't do anything. I didn't even freaking do anything. Yeah, go run upstairs. Go run upstairs and cry like a little baby. It's like, I'm not gonna cry. I'm crying in my sleep.
A burger!
That's what I was gonna tell the neighbor next door. I was like, you want me to do an impression of your rooster? Let me do, permit me a minute of your time. I'm going to, eventually. He'll be like, actually, that's a really good impression. And you want to take one home? He'll be like, I don't want anything to do with your roosters. But seriously, I can hear the mosquito like flying around. Even with the white noise from the air conditioning or whatever. I don't know what that thing is. There's this thing that if you turn it on, it takes the air from upstairs and like throws it out. It's like an industrial, it's like a commercial like fan. It's got a good beat to it, but
a good beat to the fan.
Like, people don't hear the same way that I do. And that's what... And I talk different, man. And I say words sometimes that offend people. But sometimes it's like the truth... We're going to end class early, but the truth is hard to digest. Like, when the truth actually comes out. Oh, man. It's a tough one. But how are you supposed to do it? And some people can handle it and some people can't. And I'm realizing now, like, red flags. Like, that's a red flag. Like, but I don't say it. I don't tell you that's a red flag. I just notice it. Like, okay, we've got a red flag here. Oh, we've got another red flag here. Oh, that's another red flag. Red flag. Red flag. Like, I notice I am on top of it. Everything. And so when I notice these red flags, it's just you've it, but it's so you're so casual, and you've just been, it's been so common
that you don't notice it anymore. You're just doing it. And it's like, hold on a sec. Back at the gas station, yeah, right. Well, I mean, like, it was an intense night last night. And I was wondering, I was confused. I was like, what happened? Like, what? Like a fuse blew. Something shorted out. You know, there was a bad connection. Like, I'm leaving. Like, I'm removing myself from this situation, which I've said before. Go back and listen. If you want to, or if you need to, leave a situation, run. Just run. Just go. Run. What is it from the Matrix? When you see Agent Smith, you do what we do. You run. Just leave. Fast. Go. It's not easy to do sometimes because it's like, when you're engaged in a situation, and just like, or engaged in an argument rather, and you have to just remove yourself from that argument, and you have to do it fast. And sometimes it's not fast enough. Sometimes it's not. It's just not. I always liked the way Diana Ross would sing. I liked the way that she had these T-Rex arms. Baby Love. I always liked the song Baby Love. Maybe we should listen to it. No, I'm not going to listen to it. Well, look it up. Baby Love by Diana Ross. Yeah, baby. And she just rocked back and forth. Am I wrong? Is that Diana Ross or isn't that?
A burger!
And the saddest part is like, I used to have it all. I used to have everything. Well, not anymore. Like, what are you guys? What is wrong? We are Christians. We're members of the LDS faith. Okay. So doesn't that mean you're supposed to be nice? The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The longest... The what? The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Well, we couldn't take the Church of Jesus Christ. It was already copyrighted. So you had to go with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Okay. Oh, it's LDS? Or you're Mormon? Mormon? Mormon's derogatory. Okay. All right, that's enough, guys. That's enough. Zip it up. How many members do you have? Oh. And what's the percentage of that across the entire world? Oh. And the only true church is what? Okay. And the Salt Lake City Temple was leaning towards one side because the foundation was... Oh, well. You know, men are imperfect, but God is perfect. Yeah. Okay. Okay, guys. Okay. Tell me why you stopped drinking and stopped smoking. Was it Emma Smith that brought that one up? Okay. All right. Well, pat them on the head. Beep, 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 beep. It's so ridiculous. And to experience some of it firsthand, man, around here, it... Meh.
Like, what is going on? Oh, I don't think so. Oh, gosh. Oh.
A burger!
It's like, what is going on around here? Squeak,
squeak, squeak, squeak, squeak.
It's like, you got these gray tail grackles that are making racket from dawn till dusk. And then on top of that, you've got roosters that are making racket from 3:30 a.m. Woke me up. And then on top of that, you got goats, you got chicken. And the goats are weird as hell, dude. Like, you've got weird ass goats. When were they born? I don't even know when. I'm usually pretty good with dates, but I don't.
Burger. A roof, a roof, a roof, a bark, a bark, baru, baru, me.
Like, is anyone? Does anyone? Can anyone hear around here? That's it. You're gone. Thanks so much for listening, guys. It goes good.